My name is Khalil.
My name is Amal and I'm Palestinian.
First question I have for you is, where were you born and how long did you live there for?
I born in Palestine in a city called Nablus. I lived there for 3 years. After 3 years, we have forced to leave our country after the Israeli occupation take over Palestine. So we forced to move from Palestine, end up to be immigrant in Jordan or refugee in Jordan.
Second question, tell me something interesting about your childhood.
Being a refugee child is not easy. Totally not easy. We're leaving everything behind. We live big, huge, nice house. To live in a small house. I know my dad was like wealthy man, so we were able to get house in Jordan. Comparing with others, we lucky. But other Palestinians, they have to live in tent or in the camp. But we didn't get that to be live in a camp. So we live in another house in Jordan. But it was very big challenge with the neighbor, with the Jordanian neighbor. It was very hard for us and for them to accept, you know, a refugee people that time. It was very, very hard. We don't have friends, basically. My mom was struggling. We are a big family. Nobody wants, you know, us. Was very hard at the beginning. Very, very hard. I remember seeing my mom like struggling, crying, you know, trying to figure out how she can handle. We were that time 8 kids. Born in Palestine and getting immigrants, you know, it was very, very hard leaving everything's money, jewelry, furniture, and starting from zero. Was very, very hard for us. So I remember those things, you know.
So you said you have 8 siblings, right?
Mm-hmm. I have 5 brothers and 4 sisters.
And you guys all moved to Jordan?
We are all moved to Jordan, yes.
So after growing up in Jordan, did you think about going back?
Yes, my dad was able to make it. Actually, after we moved to Jordan, my dad was thinking like there is nothing in Jordan that he can do. So he decided to go back by himself. So he went back and he crossed Jordan River walking the boulder by feet. He reached our house was in Jericho. He find out all the furniture has been gone, everything has been gone, stolen by neighbor, by, you know, everybody, every pieces in different houses. And he find Israeli soldier trying to take over the house. Since the house is beautiful and empty, they believe nobody's here, so it's our property now. But my dad was able to fight very hard for that, and he said, that's my house, I'm not leaving it. And he turned his back to them. They tried to kill him until somebody came and he said, a person who fight for his right, for his house, he deserved a life. So he was alive. He stayed there for around, I don't remember how long, but he stayed there. Then the Israeli soldier was walking house to house to figure out who's in there, who left. So my dad got registered that he's in there. So he got the Israeli card, like ID card. After like 10 or 15 years, the rule has been changed. So they said whoever live in Palestine and has family outside of Palestine, he can recruit them back and bring them back to Palestine. So we are lucky that my dad was able to get us back, but he couldn't get all of us. Only the children who's under 18 years old were allowed to go back. So we went back for a visit. We were there for a visit. You know, I remember my first visit to Palestine. I was 14 years old. It was very, very, very hard experience going there just by watching the soldier with all, you know, the equipment they have it, and they pointing their gun in the people who's like just wanted to go and visit their country, wanted to go back to visit their relatives, and all these guns was pointed to them as a child. It was horrible experience. Beside, when you go to the checkpoint, they send women to certain section and men to another parts. We have to take off our shoes. We have to walk, you know, bare shoes. The same things with the men's. And inside that horrible rooms, we have to get naked. In order, they get scared maybe from the Arab people. I don't know why, or it's kind of humiliated for us. But she asked us, get off all your clothes. While she's having a machine, she can detect if we have gun, if we have anything. She can find it out from the machine she has it. That's gonna send a beep sound. But she insists, take off all your clothes. So to me, it's horrible. 14 years old, getting like this was very, very bad experience. You know, it make you want it to do everything possible to that lady who was ordering you to do that things for the soldier. Yeah.
So you said that only if you were 18 you can go back?
Mm-hmm.
So did any of your brothers or sisters stay in Jordan?
Yes, they were unable to go back.
How did your parents feel?
It was very, very sad, you know. That's why we decided to go back to Jordan. We couldn't live half family here and half of the family in the other parts. So we all decided to go back to Jordan, but we visited Palestine from time to time. We go there and visit it.
How close were you to your brothers and sisters?
We are very, very close. The occupation make us, you know, united. Really, that's the good things. Besides, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but our brothers, we are become very, very close to each other. They protect us. They make sure, you know, we get everything we need. Our parents, from day one, they said we are immigrant here. This is not our country. We have to accept anything. So basically, they highly concentrated in education. My dad will do everything for us just to get us the books, anything we needed for education. And from day one, he taught us that education is your real passport to the real life. With education, you can go everywhere in the world. If you struggle, you have your diploma. You can go to any country and you can start your career there. So that's the things that I remember my dad always insist on it.
That's very true. Who was someone you always looked up to growing up?
I believe my dad was the one that I looked up, because even he was like, he left everything back in Palestine. He left his business, he left his house, he lost everything. He was able to start over in Jordan and start another business. And, you know, he raised up really very well. We all get educated in the university. We all highly educated. You know, myself have a master's degree from the medicine school. My other sister, she's having a PhD in anthropology. My other sister, she's a computer engineer. I have chemist. My brothers, one of them is engineer, two of them is financial advisor and businessmen. So we are very highly educated family, and we were able to stand up and carry up in our life. But we never forget our country. We carry our keys with us. Wherever we go, the keys is with us to remind us that we're gonna go back. One day we're going back, and we believe in that. So every single Palestinian family you will see in their house the key. Not one, even for every single door in the house, there is a key. So we carry the keys wherever we go to remind us that our home is there, you know, wherever we go.
So that's the actual key for the house?
That's actually, it's like a kind of souvenir, but this is how it looks like. The real key, this is how it looks like. So they try to make it like a souvenir way, you know, that so we can, even I wear it as a necklace in my neck.
So growing up, what were some of the worst experiences you've had?
The worst experience, sometimes when we are child, we keep in fighting with the Jordanian.
Right.
Just teasing, you know. Now when we are grow up, we figure it out. It's like it's a memories, you know.
Yeah.
But we were fighting a lot for nothing. The Jordanian believe we are Palestinian and we are immigrant. We are nothing, and they don't believe that we get successful. So that's the big challenge for them. And I remember one time our neighbor told my dad, hey neighbor, either I sold my house to you or you sold your house to me. And my dad told him, no, I'll buy your house. He freaked out. He said, look at them. They came from nothing. They are poor. They are like, homeless. And now they're gonna take over our houses because it's like to that point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, after that, when we grow up, we figure it out. It's just, you know, it's just a memory, and we laugh when we remember those words, you know, how we fighting, you know, with each other as a kids. We were fighting a lot, you know. It's a big challenge for both sided.
What's a vivid memory you will always remember?
My dad when he gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up with a sick dad, my dad get diabetes after the incubation because he got shocked with what's going on. His employee just flew away. Whatever they have, they got it with them, and he got shocked from everything, losing everything suddenly. After that he got diabetes. So it's, you know, this disease, or it's like, you know, a killing disease, to tell you the truth. So I grew up with my dad having diabetes, and several times we have to rush him to the hospital because either he has a coma from low sugar or too much sugar. So I always keep remembering that moments and how my mom have to save him, how she has to do a lot of things for him. While he's young, that age, you know, he can't help himself, but my mom was helping him a lot, you know, and being unable, like, you know, like other kids, we don't eat sweet that much because my dad having diabetes. We can't have in the food, we don't put salts because that affect the diabetes people, or he have diabetes and hypertension. So those being grown up with a sick dad or parents was very, very hard to me, because you woke up every day and you go to your parents' room making sure they are still alive or not. That's the big challenge too.
So
yeah.
How old are you when you moved to the U.S.?
I moved to the U.S. at the age of 34.
Did you already have your kids?
My kids born here. I get married here. I came here to finish my education, and I met my husband in this country. He's also originally Palestinian. He was immigrant to Lebanon. He came here at the age of 20. He finished his bachelor, his master degree, and PhD in chemistry from this country, and he stayed here and get his job and his own company also. So I met him here, we get along together, and we get married. We're having two children together. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very
You're
much.
Very welcome. Yeah. I don't know if it's enough.